Chapter 1. Matic. 2 years later.
Seriously? I exclaimed. Could she move any slower?
I asked Jared as I sat in the back seat of his girlfriend's G8, with my hands locked on top of my head. Tate twisted around in the driver's seat, her eyes sharp like she wanted to drive a knife right through my skull.
I'm heading around a sharp turn at nearly 50 miles an hour on an unstable dirt road, she yelled. This isn't even a real race. It's practice. I told you that already.
Every muscle in her face was tight as she chewed me out. I dropped my head back and let out a sigh. Jared sat in front of me with his elbow on the door and his head in his hand. It was Saturday afternoon, a week before Tate's first real race at our local makeshift track, the Loop, and we'd been on Route 5 for the last 3 hours. Every time the little twerp downshifted too soon, or didn't hit the gas fast enough, Jared kept quiet, but not me. He didn't want to hurt his girlfriend's feelings, but I didn't care. Why tiptoe around her? I wasn't trying to get in her pants. Not anymore, anyway. Tate and Jared had spent most of high school hating each other, battling with words and antics in the longest-running game of foreplay I'd ever seen. Now they were all up in each other's shit like Romeo and Juliet. The porno version. Jared turned his head, but not enough to meet my eyes. Get out, he ordered.
What?
I blurted, my eyes widening.
But,
I stuttered, catching sight of Tate's triumphant smile in the rearview mirror. But nothing, Jared barked. Go get your car. She can race you. The zing of adrenaline shot through me at the prospect of some real excitement. Tate could definitely race a chick who had no idea what she was doing, but she still had a lot to learn and some balls to grow. Enter me. I wanted to smile, but I didn't. Instead, I just rolled my eyes. Well, that'll be boring.
Oh, you're so funny, she mocked, gripping the steering wheel even tighter. You make a great 12-year-old girl when you whine.
I opened the back door. Speaking of whining, want to make a bet on who'll be crying by the end of the day?
You will, she answered.
Not.
She grabbed a package of travel tissues and threw them at me.
Here, just in case.
Oh, I see you keep a ready stock, I retorted. Because you cry so much, right?
She jerked around.
Tais-toi! Je te dis this.
What?
I interrupted her. What was that? I'm hot and you love me?
Jared, did you know she had feelings?
Stop it! He bellowed, shutting the both of us up. God damn it, you two! He threw his hands up in the air, looking between us like we were misbehaving children. Tate and I were both silent for a moment. Then when she snorted, I couldn't help but let out a laugh, too.
Matic?
Jared's teeth were practically glued together. I could hear the tension in his voice.
Out. Now.
I grabbed my cell off the seat and did as I was told, only because I knew my best friend had had enough. I'd been trying to bait Tate all day by making jokes and distracting Jared. She was finally racing a real opponent, and even though Jared and I had been working with her, we knew things went wrong out there on the track. All the time. But Tate insisted that she could handle it. And what Tate wants, Tate gets. Jared was whipped worse than cream when it came to that girl. I walked back down the track to the driveway, leaning into it. My silver GTO sat along the side of the road, and I dug in my jeans for my keys with one hand, while I ran the back of my hand across my forehead with the other. It was early June, and everything was already so miserable. The heat wasn't bad, but the damn humidity made it worse. My mom had wanted me to come to New Orleans for the summer, and I gave her a big fat hell to the no. Yeah, I love sweating my balls off while her new husband tries to teach me shrimping in the Gulf. Nope. I loved my mom, but the idea of having the house to myself all summer while my dad stayed at his apartment in Chicago was no doubt a much better prospect. My hand tingled with a vibration, and I looked down at my phone. Speak of the devil. Hey, what's up? I asked my dad as I came up on the side of my car.
Matic, glad you answered. Are you home?
He sounded unusually concerned.